And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 1st of December. In December of the year 937, Abu al-Ma'ari was born. Al-Ma'ari was an Arab philosopher, poet, and writer born in present-day Syria. Because of his anti-religious worldview, he is known as one of the foremost atheists of his time, although his worldview was closer to deism. He became blind at a young age from smallpox, but nonetheless studied in nearby Aleppo, then in Tripoli and Antioch. He advocated social justice and lived a secluded ascetic lifestyle. He was a vegan, known in his time as a moral vegetarian. Today is the birthday of Akala, born on this day in 1983. Kingsley James McLean Daly, known professionally as Akala, is a British rapper, journalist, author, activist, poet, and polymath from Kentish Town, London. In 2006, he was voted the best hip-hop act at the MOBO Awards and has been included on the annual power list of the 100 most influential Black British people in the UK. He has also authored 3 books. Akala is a prominent vegan in London's grime scene and has supported Cook Daily, a vegan restaurant startup. Akala eats a plant-based diet for health reasons, believing humans are not designed to eat meat or consume dairy. He feels healthier and stronger since giving them up. He points to the better health of Rastafarians in Jamaica's hills compared to those in the city who eat a westernized diet. Akala says that living a vegan lifestyle is a way to be true to yourself and live in the real world. Akala said, "Humans are the only animals in the world that drink another animal's milk, and we just assume it's normal and logical, and people will actually argue with you until they're blue in the face that humans are designed to drink cow's milk, but we're not cows." Some vegan books that were published on this date are Inside the Animal Mind, A Groundbreaking Exploration of Animal Intelligence by George Page, Rattling the Cage, Toward Legal Rights for Animals by Stephen M. Wise, Eating and Believing, Interdisciplinary Perspectives on Vegetarianism and Theology, edited by David Grummet and Rachel Moyers, and The Human-Animal Earthling Identity, Shared Values Unifying Human Rights, Animal Rights, and Environmental Movements by Carrie P. Freeman. Awarded the book Most Likely to Save the Planet by the Independent Book Publisher Awards in 2020, The Human-Animal-Earthling Identity tells us how to expand our sense of self to save the world in which we live. Author and communication professor Carrie P. Freeman asks us to reconsider the devastating division we have created between the human and animal conditions, leading to mass exploitation, injustice, and extinction. As a remedy, Freeman believes all social movements should collectively foster a cultural shift in human identity away from an egoistic anthropocentrism or human-centered outlook and toward a universal altruism, species-centered ethic. So people may begin to see themselves more broadly as human-animal earthlings. 2 vegan cookbooks that were published on this date are The Complete Plant-Based Cookbook by America's Test Kitchen and The Taco Cleanse Cookbook by Wes Allison and Stephanie Bogdanich. And here's a poem for today, I No Longer Steal from Nature by Abu al-Ma'ari. You are diseased in understanding and religion. Come to me that you may hear something of sound truth. Do not unjustly eat fish the water has given up, and do not desire as food the flesh of slaughtered animals or the white milk of mothers who intended its pure draught for their young, not noble ladies. And do not grieve the unsuspecting birds by taking eggs, for injustice is the worst of crimes. And spare the honey which the bees get industriously from the flowers of fragrant plants. For they did not store it that it might belong to others, nor did they gather it for bounty and gifts. I wash my hands of all this and wish that I had perceived my way before my hair went gray. I No Longer Steal from Nature by Abu al-Ma'ari. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that living a vegan lifestyle is a way to be true to yourself and live in the real world.